we live eternally. Interesting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination. We live eternally. If we live eternally, where does reincarnation come in? Reincarnation has us come back from somewhere, but we never left. We never left. We live eternally. Reincarnation would have us be born again. It would have us be having our old bodies back or new bodies back and remembering our old and remembering our new. My friends, we live on many, many dimensions right now. All time is now and all space is here. If we believe that, there's no place for being reborn or born again, what have you. There's only a place for living in the now. Now, we can live in the now, and we can live on our various dimensions that we also exist on and live on, and we can be aware of it. And as we are aware of it, we think that that is our reincarnated place, and it's not. Whenever we remember the past, whenever we remember anything that seems to be a deja vu experience, all it is living in the now and being aware in the now of something that's happening in the now on a dimension that we had not been cognizant of before. We live eternally. I am not against reincarnation, as some people might think by these statements. What I am for is the fact that all time is now, all space is here, and we cannot have a future, we cannot have a past, because we live only in the present. And reincarnation would have us had a previous lifetime. Well, I'm not against the idea, concept of a previous lifetime, but it's not previous. It's a lifetime that is being lived right now. It's a lifetime that we are on right now. We may live in the life on another dimension as a woman, or as a dog, or as a cat, or as a space animal, or a space being, or who knows what all the many, many possibilities may be. Or we could live as 100,000 beings here on planet Earth itself, right at this moment. And we might be living that moment, so-called, of history in the present tense. Because every time we think about 1892, we're there. Every time we think about the War of the Roses, we're there. Every time we think about the pyramids, we're there. And if we think about the pyramids at the time of the pyramid builders being there, that's one thing. If we think about the pyramid at the time that we are experiencing right here and now, so to speak, then we are thinking of them in the 21st century. We're not thinking of them in the past. We're thinking of them in the now. And the past is now when we think of it in the now. Because there is no past. It's only in the present. Oh boy, Herb, that's a mouthful, and that is something else again. But it's true. People who would have you believe in reincarnation as being born into a new body or a new experience or coming back as your mother or coming back as a relative or something, they're not looking at the facts. Because you have the choice right now of living in your mother's body. You have the choice right now of living as your brother. You have the choice right now as living as any person that you wish. And every single one of us were Jesus Christ. Every single one of us were Moses. Every single one of us were Muhammad. Every single one of us have played all of the roles of life and history and time and space that we like to talk about. But we lived it now. And every one of us are the allness. You see, how can we say that we are the allness and then start saying that we are picayune little points of time and space? Well, that's the game we play when we are growing on our spiritual path. We play the game that we want to have these various ideas. We want to understand. And one thing about the allness or the oneness that we have to sort of address ourselves to in this human state is that we do not understand it, we cannot understand it, we do not have the capacity to understand it as a human being. If we will intuitively go into our divine self, we can begin to understand it. If we will go into our reality domain, our oneness domain, then we can understand it. But in that understanding, we find that there's nothing to understand. We find that the allness can be understood only when you are on an individual basis. Because if you are thinking of yourself as the allness, you do not think of yourself as a uniqueness. And when you're thinking of yourself as a uniqueness, your own personal name, then you're not thinking of yourself as the allness. And when you think of yourself as the allness, you're thinking of every single thing that ever existed, ever could exist, ever will exist, ever is, and is not. And that's a big, big playful. Are you interested in playing that game while you are here on your human level? A lot of people try because they call themselves philosophers and they want to philosophize about all of these improbable and impossible philosophical concepts. And that's fun. That's fun. But when you begin to think about those things, what you are doing is you are playing with one drop of water out of the ocean. And you are not paying attention to the fact that you are the entire ocean. But you pretend you're one drop, and you pretend that in this one drop that you are, you have the all-knowingness and awareness of that all-knowingness to understand the universe. And while it's true that could be, it cannot be as long as you keep your uniqueness and your individuality. Because as long as you keep your uniqueness and your separateness and your individuality, you are not in oneness and allness. And to understand, if you will, oneness and allness, it requires that you be oneness and allness. It requires that there is no uniqueness. But we'll just sort of let that drift for now, because that's a pretty heavy-duty subject. But we do live in the universe right now. And we are living in a timeless, spaceless universe. Science is telling us that. We are believing that. This has been taught to us by biblical lore from the beginning of time. But we've never understood it because we had no parameter for it. But now we do. So let's think about it. We live eternally. And reincarnation would have us come back from somewhere, but we've never left. We are always in the now, in the is, in the here and now, the timelessness, and that's very wonderful. I hope I boggled your mind a little bit. It's always fun to do that, because unless you look at things from the spiritual point of view or from the universal point of view, they don't make much sense. And when you look at it from the personal point of view, you're individualized, you know, uniqueness, if you look at it from that point of view, they don't make any sense at all. So whatever level we're going to look at, that's the level of awareness we're going to have. So in this lovely instant illumination, have a ball. There's more to come, as there always is. I love you. I love you. I love you.